football on off the ball.
Once the fallibility centre sets in, once age starts to catch up with him, once Stephen Hendry's there, Steve Davis rolling back the years is one of the great things in snooker. Just because he was old and, as you know, to use John's phrase, had exposed his feet of clay.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Hello and welcome along to Wednesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, Chelsea suffer yet another Premier League defeat to equal a record from 1912. Manchester City can go top and relegate Burnley in doing so. Leicester dropped to England's third tier 10 years on from their famous Premier League title win. And can a Cavan man help Hearts to a first Scottish title in 64 years? But first, Chelsea boss Slimer Senior says he's struggling to keep defending his players after they slipped to a fifth Premier League defeat in a row without scoring a goal. The 3-0 loss at Brighton has left them seventh in the Premier League. Brighton have moved above them into sixth place thanks to goals from Ferdy Kadioglu, Jack Hinshelwood and Danny Welbeck. Rossignol was furious at full time.
Yeah, I feel numb. I'm angry, I'm frustrated. And it has to turn around very, very quickly.
There were also angry chants from the away end at the Amex Stadium, where Senior says he gets why they're upset.
I understand their frustration. And it's my job as the head coach and the manager of the football club. The buck stops with me. I have thick skin and I understand why the fans are frustrated. I'm frustrated with the performances we're putting in.
In terms of Brighton, it's boosted their European hopes. They've now won six of their last eight league games. Manager Fabian Hertzler, who was under serious pressure just 2 months ago, says they've found a high level of performance.
That puts now the benchmark quite high, and that's where I also can try or will judge the players. Like, keep doing the small things right, keep doing the small margins right, because you have to do these things well if you want to win a Premier League game.
Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola says there's no room for any slip-ups with six league games to go. They take on Burnley at Turf Moor tonight, knowing a win will move them level with Arsenal at the top of the table, but City will go ahead on goal difference. Guardiola says it's crunch time in the season.
Both teams know we cannot lose or drop points, so now it will be difficult to recover. In our calendar, it's so demanding, so of course the 3 days and after, but especially when an Everton game, the opponents are really, really tough.
Burnley will be relegated if they lose. Scott Parker side are 13 points from safety with 5 games to go. He says his players have come to terms with the prospect of dropping down to the Championship.
I don't think there's a big player in terms of us. I think that, like I said, that's been a challenge for us over the last few months, to be quite honest with you, because we've not managed to pick up results, and that burden has obviously been on our shoulders for some time now.
Bournemouth boss Andoni Iriola says it'll take something special for him to guide the club to European qualification. They're eighth ahead of tonight's home game at Leeds. Bournemouth haven't lost a league game since early January. Iriola, who'll leave at the end of the season and be replaced by Marco Rosa, is playing down their chances.
If it goes normal, we will arrive there. No, we need something better than normal. We are doing it, but we have to continue doing it, because we are the same way that are some teams probably not in the best form. You have others that are in a great form like us.
Leeds boss Daniel Farke says his team are only thinking about Bournemouth and not Sunday's FA Cup semi-final with Chelsea. Leeds could move 11 points clear of the relegation zone if they win tonight. Farke knows they can't be distracted.
We're just focused on this game. Nothing distracts us from this game. We know we are in a good moment, but we know we need to stay with the foot on the gas. So early Thursday morning, once we're back here at Thorpe Arch, there's just one topic, Bournemouth, and we don't think 1% about Wembley.
Those two games tonight kick off at 8 o'clock. Leicester have been relegated to League One 10 years after being crowned Premier League champions. A 2-2 draw at home to Hull confirmed their drop to the third tier of English football. Manager Gary Rowett says they have to analyse what went wrong.
The club has to rise again, but it has to learn its lessons, because it's certainly been a season of an awful lot of regret.
And on this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast, former Leicester and Arsenal striker Alan Smith joined Ger Gilroy and Colin Buhig. He said it's hard to believe how far Leicester have fallen since their title win in 2016.
It's been so sad. I mean, I was at the ground that day when they lifted the trophy. What scenes there. I never thought I'd see that happen. A brilliant atmosphere. Ranieri, an absolute hero for the fans. And the way it's unravelled. And, you know, they win the FA Cup a few years later, you're thinking Leicester are going to become an established Premier League team. you know, you think, why wouldn't they now? They've got good players and they can add to them. And the way it's unravelled has been a bit shocking, really. What could go wrong has gone wrong, you know, obviously with the ownership. Yeah, I thought they were going to become an established Premier League side in the way that Brentford, Brighton, Bournemouth, these teams have. It was certainly there for them. Mm. We've obviously had the points deduction this season as well, and the threat of more here. So, yeah, just really sad for my old club.
Yeah, what is your connection with the club now? I mean, you were there that day when Andrea Bocelli sang to everyone, and Leicester amazingly won the league at 5,000-1 odds at the start of that season. I suppose the easiest way to ask is, are you feeling every bit of these highs and lows as a former Leicester player?
Well, yeah, you do. I think I've got a lot of affection for Leicester. I only played for two clubs, and Leicester were my first, and brilliant club to start my professional career at. And so you always retain that connection. It feels like a slightly different club now when you move grounds and everything. But I go back there. I don't go back. I haven't been back since their Premier League days because I only really cover Premier League matches. But when I did go back, you know, there's still people that work there. They still remember you. And, yeah, it brings back memories. So, I mean, historically, they've always been a bit of a yo-yo club. You know, going back to my time there and before, they were up and down. But, you know, when you can win the league in the fashion that they did, you're just hoping that those yo-yo years will be put to an end, and with good management, they can establish themselves. So, I mean, we know how competitive football is in this country. A few bad choices, bad decisions, and it can rebound back on you and be disastrous. So, yeah, really upsetting for the fans as much as anything, to see what they've had to witness.
And remember, you can listen back to Off the Ball Breakfast each and every weekday morning from 7:30 on the Go Loud app, and it's also on YouTube. Also, you can listen back to that in full in your OTB Football podcast feed. You can become a member and subscribe at offtheball.com/join. Coventry won the championship title last night with a 5-1 win against Portsmouth. Manager Frank Lampard says they finished the job in style.
Yeah, amazing way to do it because of the way we've played all season. It looked like that, it looked like us at the CBS. Pressure release probably from getting over the line against Blackburn with promotion, and the players played how they play. Every one of them was fantastic. So they are a collective, amazing.
Second place Millwall won 3-1 away to Stoke. Southampton's automatic promotion hopes suffered a blow with the 2-2 draw against Bristol City. Wrexham are in the final playoff place after their 1-0 win against Oxford. Derby were beaten 2-1 by Norwich. Swansea beat QPR 2-1 and West Brom won 3-0 against Watford to secure their safety pending a points deduction. Blackburn will stay up if they win against Sheffield United tonight. Birmingham are at home to Preston. Promotion chasers Ipswich and Middlesbrough are in action against Charlton and Sheffield Wednesday respectively. Meanwhile, ahead of a big week of Scottish football, Hearts have the chance to win their first Scottish Premiership title since 1960. They're top of the table by a point ahead of Rangers and they're 3 ahead of third place Celtic. Central to Hearts' success this season is Cavan's Oisin McEntee. He joined Matthew Brennan, Ben Symes and David Wilson on this week's episode of The Green Scene and explained how he initially started playing football as a kid to keep him fit in the winter months for Gaelic football.
I would have probably played more Gaelic than football.
Right.
I would have only played football to keep me kind of fit in the winter for Gaelic. And I got a trial at Man United very young. I was 11. It was my first week of secondary school. And that kind of changed everything. I was playing for my local team, Carrick Rovers. And then scouts started coming to Carrick and then they were telling my parents I needed to go up to Dublin to a better standard and stuff like that. So, yeah, it was... It kind of got serious from that age.
I remember I was in school a couple of years ahead of Oisin and everyone was like, who's this young lad is coming into the school next week and he's just had a trial at Man United and he's playing against David Beckham's son, Brooklyn Beckham. there was obviously...
That must have ruined your ambitions as a footballer if this young fella's coming in and he's already streets ahead of you.
I was already retiring at that stage, to be honest. It was mad and I remember actually the time you signed for Newcastle as well, Oisin, back, I think you were 16, you signed back then as well. How tough was that as well for you to leave all that and leave your family as well and move to somewhere like Newcastle and kind of pursue this dream of being a professional footballer?
I think it was it was definitely very tough those first few years, because it's kind of the age that people are starting, your friends from home are starting to go out, they're starting to like choose their subjects for leaving, so they're trying to think of what they're going to do, and then you end up going over and you're missing out on all the fun. But I was quite lucky in terms of, I seen a few people kind of stray away from their friends back home when they moved over, but I was lucky that I had a good support network. And that kind of got me through it. But it's definitely tough at that age. But I was going over and back to England, I'd say 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. I'd go to school for 2 weeks, be away for 2 weeks. That was from second year, third year, fourth year. So yeah. I was kind of used to being away, but it was definitely tough. You miss your family and your friends.
If you want to listen back to that in full, you can do so now for free in your OTB football podcast feed. Speaking of Scottish football, Rangers captain James Tavernier has confirmed he'll leave the club at the end of the season. The 34-year-old has spent 11 years with Rangers and has won 5 trophies, including the Scottish Premiership in 2021. The right-back has scored 144 goals in 562 appearances. And after Ireland taking 6 points from last week's doubleheader against Poland, they're in pole position for a favourable playoff draw for next year's World Cup in Brazil. But they still have aspirations of qualifying automatically with 2 games to come in June against the Netherlands and France. Central to their positive performances last week was Denise O'Sullivan, and the Coy Gig crew of Kathleen McNamee, Karen Duggan and Scarlett Heron marvelled at the Cork women's performances.
Oh, do I get to talk about Denise again? It's who she is off the field as well. Like, you had 18,000 people willing that goal to go in for her because she deserved it so much. Just not just that performance, but every time she pulls on a green jersey, and like I know I'm repeating myself, but she epitomizes what it should mean to wear the Irish jersey. Everything she's done and all the sacrifices she's made in her career. Yes, she's pushed herself personally to achieve personal things in terms of club football, but really at the spine of it has always been what she can bring to the international team. And it just oozes out of her. Like, class oozes out of her on and off the field. And she's someone who anyone in that dressing room can look to and be like, that's the gold standard. That's what I should aspire to get to. Not everyone's going to be able to reach that because she just has certain talent levels that we won't be able to reach. But a lot of it is that kind of self-made thing and how hard she's worked herself. It's kind of like, this is a wild comparison, but like if you're looking at like her and Katie, like Katie's kind of the Messi, that like natural footballer who always had it and always will have it. Denise is kind of like the Ronaldo who like worked to get themselves to that point, and we're so blessed to have both of them. But in terms of just this performance, in terms of the Holland game now, without Denise and without Emily Murphy, I think this is the one time we'll probably have to see Carla change shape. I don't think there's anyone else who you can bring into that midfield who can cover the same distance and do the defensive and attacking work. Like, she's so key to setting up those attacks and making third man runs. I don't see anyone else, no offense, like no one's like Denise. So if I was looking towards that game, I would be looking to be a little bit more negative in my approach and maybe put an extra player in midfield and go maybe like a 5-4-1.
That's also available to listen back to for free in your OTB football podcast feed now. And that's all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back on more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.